Hi, this is Dr. Harnett, and I would like to welcome you back to the third and last part of our mini audit training series, Six Best Africa Business Models for the Diaspora. I really hope you have listened to the last two audios, and if not, I highly encourage you to start with those before proceeding to the last one. So here is business model number five for you. Start a training company for Africa. This is another favorite of mine for the diaspora. Starting a training company for Africa. This is really an excellent business model if you have a professional expertise or a talent that others in Africa would need in order to start, grow, or better manage a business themselves. Almost everything counts across industries, really. So you could start training finance institutions in management or customer service skills, for example, or you can offer bakeries or the hospitality industry training in cake decoration. So I hope you get the picture. It is only important that you create value to a certain industry segment. Important here to get started on the ground, however, is that you target companies rather than individuals to sell your trainings. And that's because companies are in a position to quickly see the value, and above all, they have the money you require to kick your business off and start making profit. Let me give you an example. Let's say you offer a one-day customer service training in Nigeria's banking and finance sector, and you charge $1,000 for your training. If you aim at winning just 10 companies who will send their staff, you will make $10,000 in profit from this very training event that just lasts one day. Your only expenditure would be your trip to the country and the venue rent for the day. The expenses you have will be pretty much fixed, and you now can simply start building your brand, getting more companies to participate the next time around, and maybe increase your ticket cost for the training. So let's say you win, for example, 15 banking and finance companies over to participate at your training, and they pay you $1,500 each. You will make $22,500 for that training. You can arrange two training events within a week, ideally for two different industries, so you can really leverage the time during which you are in the country. This will increase your income while your expenditure will remain the same, except for getting another venue, of course. Now, do this twice a year or every quarter while being in total control of your schedule. This is a fantastic business model if you need flexibility, if you're operating on a shoestring budget, or if you want to seek income while creating immediate momentum in your new venture. And now I want to introduce you to my sixth and my last best for diaspora business model if you're keen to create wealth and do so while serving Africa. And after I have done that, I just want to let you know that I will share some concrete steps that you can take immediately to get your African business started, no matter where you live. So here it is, number six, start an online business around African goods or services. Media, entertainment, training courses, marketing, service provision, or selling goods online, you name it, all is possible if you want to start an online business around Africa. But don't forget that this should not be merely focused around your passion, but that you will need to monetize too. Important for that to happen is that you recognize a pain point among your target audience and that you provide a good solution to a very precise need or problem they have. You can sell to individuals or companies. You can be based on the continent or abroad. But there is one more important factor that I would like to make you aware of, and that is that this target group of yours is not just online, but that it is actually ready to buy online. So you need to make sure that the people you're targeting, your ideal client basically, is one that would buy online and is ready to buy online and is used to buying online. So take my very own business as an example, Africa Business Jumpstart, that's the name of my business. First, I focused on the pain point. My online African business was born out of my own need and challenge to understand the business climate, risks, and opportunities in Africa better, so I could finally get started the right way. And I saw that others in my circles were struggling with exactly the same problem. I have witnessed friends still talking about the vision 5 years later, and others who lost all their savings because they made a rash and simply uninformed decision listening to some friends or relatives on the ground instead of really understanding the local demand, the business climate, and industry dynamics in a certain African market. And although I had been working in international development in Africa since the late 90s, so I knew how to work on the continent, it still took me an entire year and a half to painstakingly research the business climate across Africa and to be able to make properly sense of it all. There was simply no actionable information out there in this regard. This was back in 2012. And yes, it was my passion, but I really recognized that there was a huge need out there for people like me for step-by-step guidance, and there was no good solution. So that was the pain point around which I decided to create my own online Africa business by providing value and the how-to solutions to people like myself in the diaspora. And as most of you know, I have since extended my business activities, providing offline events and services too. So this is really just my very own startup story and struggle. But the important lesson here is that you very consciously start from a demand-driven perspective and that you offer a product and service people are happy to pay for because it solves a problem or need in their lives. I have seen, for example, several entrepreneurs in the diaspora who have come up with a wonderful website featuring news, business stories, or culture in Africa. Some of them are very popular and have hundreds of thousands of visitors. But people simply don't pay for your articles. And many of these sites are so broad in the issues they cover that it will also be very difficult to attract companies to advertise on those sites. So all you see on these highly dynamic sites are some sorts of Google ads or similar. Thousands of people visiting the site are taking a free ride while you put a lot of passion, time and energy in it all. It shouldn't be like that. So such an approach is hard to sustain because you're not getting adequately rewarded for it financially. So be aware of that. So I really thought it was important to articulate some of the main challenges here. And once you have grasped that, you can start building your African online business the right way. And there's one more thing to consider. The easiest online business models are those where you do not need to source, ship, or store physical products. So yes, you can import organic skincare products from Africa and sell them online. But the journey will be a bit more complex as compared to offering non-physical products such as courses, marketing packages, membership sites, or tourism retreats, for example, where people simply sign up. And if you do want to sell physical products, consider selling them to supermarkets, hotels, or other companies rather than individuals. It may save you a lot of time in regards to communication and logistics because basically you will serve much fewer clients, but those who make larger orders. Whichever online business model you choose for your Africa business, you can usually start it on a shoestring budget and grow it organically while working from home. And I would like to say a few words about your target audience. It is usually easier to sell to companies or the diaspora, especially those based in the US and UK, for example, as compared to selling online in Africa. Of course, e-commerce is growing extremely fast in Africa, and in certain countries more so than in others. Take Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, or South Africa, for example. There is a lot of dynamic happening in this regard, and yes, there is a lot of space for you to come in. But when you choose to target Africans on the continent with your products or your services and not the diaspora, I highly recommend that you apply the following. Number one, choose a country where e-commerce is already vibrant or coming up fast, so you can tap into the existing dynamics and infrastructure. Two, I would recommend that you take a very demand-driven approach and that you localize your offering, so it makes sense in the very market you operate in. Number three, be really very thorough in choosing your ideal target group and then provide a product or service that really provides value to them. Again, these are segments in society who are not only hanging out online, but also have the purchasing will and power. So, for example, larger companies in Africa, higher income consumers, expats, or tourists. So I really hope you got this. And here again are the six best Africa business models for the diaspora. Number one, start a business on the ground. Number two, export African goods. Number 3, invest in an existing local company. Number 4, run African industry events. Number 5, start a training company for Africa. And number 6, start an online business around African goods or services. And this brings us almost to the end of my 3-part mini training, 6 Africa business models best for the diaspora, and how you can get started in Africa in pretty simple steps. I hope that you found some of the information useful to your own undertakings and goals. And above all, I really hope I was able to increase your confidence that it can all be done, and that it can actually be fairly easy when you understand that you must choose the right business model for you. So, yes, and before I let you go, as promised, for those of you who are interested, I want to really quickly let you know how you can take any of the above 4, either on your own or with my help. And I really hope you will take the decision right now. And you know why now is so important? Because in this very moment, you're in the space. The Africa business space, that is. That's how I call it. And when you step out of it and back in your, into your daily life and your daily work, that spark of desire and motivation that you may feel right now, that can get quickly lost because it's still a weak motivation that hasn't found enough momentum. So you really need to take care of it and nurture it, so to speak. So here's my 3-month plan for you, and I want this to be just really sharp and to the point. So step 1, choose one of 6 best for diaspora business models and use that as the springboard to start your Africa business journey today. So very easy, start with one of the business models that I've presented throughout the course. Step 2, choose a dynamic industry in which you want to get started with your business model. It could be agribusiness, IT, real estate, finance, and so on. So choose the industry in which you really want to get started. Step 3, choose an African market where your industry of choice is on a clear upward trend. And this is really important because this way you can ride those positive dynamics that exist already. And ideally, choose a low-risk, high-opportunity market to focus on when you're getting started in Africa for the first time, and especially when you decide to run a business on the ground or invest there. So this will really minimize your risk, and it's very, very important. Step 4, work on the very first draft of your business model, including details such as target audience and how you will monetize. Take a demand-driven approach. So at this stage, you will need to do a lot of brainstorming, visualizing, and the research, of course. So these 4 steps belong to the first stage, and you can really make them happen in 3 months or less if you focus on it. I would say, get started, set a clear time frame for yourself by when you want to achieve those 4 steps, and proceed along with step number 1, 2, 3, and 4. And lastly, the step number 5. Here you are aiming to finalize your business model and you want to make sure that it's very clear and strong so you can start implementing. For that, I actually recommend a visit to Africa to the market that you selected, if that's possible. And if you're unable to travel or you can't travel at the moment for any reason, you can intensify your online research and also get in touch with some industry stakeholders, so people who work in your industry. You can do so, for example, during live conferences in your region. Once that more in-depth research phase is done, you should come back to your business model, so to your first draft, with your new findings and amend that draft and kind of finalize the business model. That may take another month or 2 if you stay focused. And once you have that, you're ready to implement. So as you can see, getting started in Africa doesn't need to take a year or even more than that. You can do that in months. So having worked with many clients and trainees, I have seen some getting started in a matter of weeks once they had some clarity and guidance. I know it's very much possible because I have seen people do it. And although we all do have our own circumstance and pace, and that is perfectly okay, I really hope that I was able to feed your own Africa business ambition with some clarity and optimism and let you know you can do it too. So as I said, I hope you're motivated at this point to get this off the ground. And it's actually far less difficult or risky than many believe if you do take the right steps. And as you now know, you don't need a huge amount of capital either. I also want to let you know how I can work with you if you want some support in your way forward. If you want to get more insights, winning strategies, and step-by-step guidance from me, you can access that in the next 24 hours. Because I want to invite you to take part in my virtual Africa Business Bootcamp training course. It's the very training I have given during my live class, and I can tell you it's a very rare training and very actionable. There is nothing out there that compares to it. And here is that main takeaway of that in-depth video training in my virtual Africa Business Bootcamp. And that is how to get started in Africa the right way. And for me, the right way means less risk, less time, and less related cost involved, while at the same time choosing a business model that aligns with you and Africa. So you will get access to rare strategies, and you will get access to my Africa risk opportunity ratio map. So this is very special, and I'm very proud of my map. It's the first map of its kind, which I designed so you can quickly assess in 1 minute or less how high the risk or opportunity in a certain African market is. I want to genuinely get you onto the right path because it pains me to see how too many in the diaspora are taking rushed and uninformed steps that cost them so much, or even worse, that they take no decision at all. We lose and Africa lose as a result of that. And of course, I know how much time and energy it can take when you actually do your research, you know, full circle. I myself did that, costing me 18 months to figure it all out. So I hope getting access to all the information nicely packaged in an easy to follow step-by-step process will make sense. And I hope it's a blessing coming your way if you really want to do business in Africa or with Africa's emerging markets. And if you allow, I will send you the link in a new email shortly. And I will make my bootcamp available at a very special offer if you act fast. But for now, I want to leave you with Mandela's quote, because I love Mandela's quote. And that one is, there is no passion to be found playing small in settling for a life that is less than the one you're capable of living. And I want to say in closing, Africa needs you. But above all, you will be amazed how much it will give back to you once you're ready to receive. This was Dr. Harnett, and I really hope you enjoyed the audio training. Goodbye for now, wherever in the world you are.